true.
Reč Božija je uvek istinita. I večeras je još uvek istinita. I na tome mi stojimo.
The word of God.
Na Božjoj reči.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
Bog vas blagoslovio. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Can I try something else?
Mogu li probati još nešto?
If it sounds like Chinese, forgive me.
Da li možda, ako bude zvučalo kao kineski, oprostite mi.
I want to say to the brothers.
Želim reći braći.
And all the sisters.
I svim sestrama.
Labored to put this camp.
Koji su radili da se ovaj kamp održi.
To je bojo. Pray cross and come. Boja vas ve. Blagoslovio. I sve one koji su radili na tom kopu. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I'm not finished.
Nisam još završio.
To je moja poslednja poruka. Hodine. Yeah, open it. Say it, Noko.
Amen.
Mi smo jaki rastu. I understand that last statement.
Razumeo sam taj amen.
We are strong in the Lord.
Mi smo jaki u Gospodu.
And that's what I like to speak on this evening.
I na tu temu želim večeras da govorim.
That we are strong in the Lord.
Da smo mi jaki u Gospodu.
So God bless you all.
Dakle, Bog vas sve blagoslovio.
Back down to the last couple services.
Dolazimo do svojih naših poslednjih službi.
It's been a grand privilege to be with you.
I zaista je prevelika privilegija biti sa vama.
And I do not say that lightly.
I ne kažem to tek tako olako.
I always feel it's a privilege to speak to God's redeemed.
Uvek osjećam to kao privilegiju kada govorim Božjim otkupljenima.
I wish to thank Brother Janko.
Želim zahvaliti i bratu Janku tako puno.
Brother Aladin for all he has put in.
I bratu Aladinu.
Brother Uroš, God bless you. You
brate,
did a marvelous job last.
Uroše, Bog te blagoslovio, jako fino si obavio posao sinoć.
Bravo. For song leading, that's marvelous. I felt just like I was at home.
A pevanje bilo predivno, osjećao sam se kao kod kuće.
God bless you for all
you've done. Bog te blagoslovio za sve.
It's been a wonderful time.
Ovo je predivno vreme bilo.
I trust you've enjoyed the word.
Verujem da i vi uživate u reči.
I so enjoyed the message this morning with Brother Gary.
Ja sam jutros tako uživao u poruci brata Garya.
I told him after he was finished.
Rekao sam mu to nakon što je završio.
And I meant this in a very kind way.
I zaista sam mislio to na jedan ljubazan način.
He's a murderer.
Da je on ubica.
He murdered my message.
Ubio je moju poruku.
If you go over the services now,
sad ako već napravite pregled službi,
and remember the opening comments,
i ako se setite kako smo počeli,
and we took how, and I said you pray for me and I'll pray for you.
Ja sam rekao vi se molite za mene, a ja ću za vas.
Pray for me for revelation.
Molite se za otkrivenje.
Pray for you for revelation.
Aj molite se da vi imate otkrivenje.
We can never overemphasize revelation.
Jer ne možemo prenaglasiti otkrivenje.
And how then we took the next service.
I onda kako smo imali drugu službu sljedeću.
And said it's the most important thing you could ever.
I bilo je rečeno da je to najvažnija stvar za koju se ikada možete moliti.
And then Brother Gary come around.
A onda je brat Gary došao iza.
Brother Gary's from down under somewhere.
Brat Gary je tamo negdje ispod.
I'm from on top of the world.
Ja sam sa vrha sveta.
He's down from under the world.
A on je negdje ispod sveta.
Amen.
But it's a wonderful thing to see how the Holy Spirit has worked.
Ali predivno je vidjeti kako Duh Sveti djeluje.
It should give a great confidence.
To bi nam trebalo dati veliku sigurnost.
To know that it has not been the mind of man.
I da znamo da to nije ljudski um.
It has been the mind of God.
Već da je to bio Božji um.
And to see how everything has come together.
I da vidimo kako sve se zajedno uklapa.
I think you feel very pleased in the Lord, Brother Janko.
Verujem da ti je veoma ugodno u Gospodu, brate Janko.
That God led you.
Što te Bog vodio.
And we're here rejoicing together.
I evo, svi se zajedno radujemo.
I want to thank the sisters and the special that the young men sang tonight and the young people.
Želim zahvaliti svima koji su pevali te pesme.
The specials this morning all through the camp.
Također jutros i tokom celog kampa.
They were wonderful.
Bile su predivne.
And we appreciate everything that you've all done.
I cenimo sve što ste učinili.
Amen. Like you to turn please to Philippians chapter.
Molim vas da otkrenete poslanicu Filipljanima.
Philippians chapter 3.
Filipljanima, treća glava.
And I will start reading from verse 10.
A počeću da čitam od 10. stiha.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
Filipljanima 3:10.
That I might know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death.
Da poznam njega u sili vaskrsenja njegovog i zajednicu njegovih muka, da budem nalik na smrt njegovu.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead,
da bih kako dostigao u vaskrsenje mrtvih.
Not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for which I am apprehended of Jesus, of Christ Jesus.
Ne kao da već dostigoh ili se već savrših, nego teram ne bih li ih dostigao kao što mi se dostiže Hristos Isus.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Braćo, ja još ne mislim da sam dostigao, jedno pak velim, što je od straga zaboravljam, a za onim što je naprijed sežem se.
Can we possibly read the verse 14 together?
Da li možemo zajedno pročitati stih 14. sa mnom?
I'll read it first and then follow Brother Allen.
A ja ću čitati najpre na engleskom, a vi ćete onda pratiti prevodioca na
The Bible says something in an eye pressed towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to notice the word I.
I trčim ka beljezi, k daru gornjeg zvanja Božijega u Hristu Isusu.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Can you say I?
Da li možete reći ja?
I press.
Ja sam onaj koji trčim.
Okay, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Koji smo god dakle savršeni, ovako da mislimo. Ako li što drugo mislite, i ovo će vam Bog otkriti.
Amen, let's pray.
Hajde da se pomolimo.
Heavenly Father,
nebeski Oče,
gathered again this afternoon.
Ponovo smo se skupili popodne.
Not to be seen of one another,
ne da se vidimo,
but to be gathered around this glorious unveiled Christ.
Već da se okupimo oko ovoga veličanstvenog otkrivenog Krista.
We thank you for this camp.
Hvala ti za kamp.
We thank you for these dear brother and sisters.
Hvala ti za dragu braću i sestre.
Lord, that have labored,
koji su radili.
And they poured out their resources,
i koji su uložili sve napore.
That the saints could be together.
Da bi vernici mogli biti zajedno.
I pray, Father,
molim se, Oče.
That as those two were on the road to Emmaus,
da kao njih dvoje što su bili na putu za Emmaus. Da taj uskrsli.
That was with them,
koji je bio s njima.
Will attend their way,
koji je bio s njima na putu.
As they will go their separate ways,
pošto su oni iškrenuli na različite putove.
May Jesus Christ himself,
može li lično Isus Hrist da se njima približi,
and then say,
i onda da kažu,
did not our hearts burn within us,
nisu li nam srca gorela u nama,
as he spoke to me along the way,
dok mi je govorio duš puta.
Bless your people now,
blagoslovi svoje ljude
in
sada
Jesus name,
u ime Isusa.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, you may have your seat.
Bog vas blagoslovio, možete sesti. Uradi. Da, može taj. Ne treba jako visoko. Samo niže. Ok. Ok. Good.
Turn please to John chapter 12.
Otvorite Jovanovo evanđelje 12. glavu.
And we will read at verse 23.
A pročitat ćemo stih 23.
John 12.
Jovan 12.
Verse 23.
23. stih.
And Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come. that the Son of Man should be glorified.
Amen. A Isus odgovori im govoreći, dođe čas da se proslavi Sin čovečiji.
Amen.
Amen.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Zaista, zaista vam kažem, ako zrno pšenično padnuši na zemlju ne umre, onda jedno ostane, ako li umre, mnogo roda rodi.
He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
Koji ljubi dušu svoju, izgubit će je. A ko mrzi na dušu svoju na ovom svijetu, sačuvat će je za večni život.
If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me,
Amen.
he will my father honor.
Ko meni služi, za mnom neka ide, i gdje sam ja, onda i sluga moj neka bude. I ko meni služi, onog će poštovati i otac moj.
Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, for this cause came I unto this hour.
Sada je duša moja žalosna, i šta da kažem, oče, sačuvaj me od ovoga časa, ali zato dođoh na čas ovaj.
Father, glorify thy name.
Amen.
Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
Oče, proslavi ime svoje. Tada dođe glas sa neba, proslavio sam i opet ću proslaviti.
The people therefore that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered, another said an angel spake to him.
A kada ču narod koji stajaše, govorahu, grom zagrmi, a drugi govorahu, anđeo mu govori.
I want you to take a look first of all at verse 23.
Želim prvo da pogledate pre svega 23. stih.
Jesus is saying the hour is come.
Isus je rekao da je došao čas.
That the Son of Man shall be glorified.
Da se Sin čovečiji proslavi.
I would say tonight or this afternoon.
A ja bih rekao večeras ili ovo popodne.
The hour has now come.
Da je i sada došao čas.
And now is.
I da jeste.
Father, glorify thy sons.
Oče, proslavi svoje sinove.
That thy sons might glorify thee.
Da bi tvoji sinovi mogli proslaviti tebe.
Brother Branham said in the rising of the sun.
Brat Branham je rekao u izlasku sunca.
We don't want to be glorified.
Ne želimo mi da budemo proslavljeni.
For our own glorification.
Sa našom sopstvenom slavom.
We want to glorify him.
Već mi želimo njega proslaviti.
Amen. So now the hour has come, saints.
Dakle, čas je došao, vernici.
That the bride is coming in plain view.
Da nevesta dolazi jasno na vidik.
Amen.
Amen.
There is going to be something all of us will have to take from this camp.
Biće nešto što ćemo svi mi morati poneti sa ovog kampa.
You might ask me, Brother Tom, what am I going to take from this camp?
Možete me pitati, brate Tom, a šta ću ja to poneti sa ovog kampa?
And somebody might say, well, I'm gonna take the word.
Neko će reći, pa ja ću poneti reč.
And that's true.
I to zaista jest istina.
But I'm going to challenge, as you have been this morning, we are challenging you in the word.
Ali ja želim da vas izazovem, kao što ste jutros bili izazvani da idete u reč.
When God unfolds his word.
Jel kada Bog otkriva svoju reč.
Or unveils himself.
Ili samog sebe razotkriva.
Or makes himself known to us.
Ili nam obznanjuje samog sebe.
By the opening of his word.
Kroz otvaranje svoje reči.
We then have a responsibility.
Onda mi imamo odgovornost.
To take that word.
Da uzmemo tu reč.
And dig in that word.
I da
dig.
I da kopamo u toj
in
reči.
The word.
U reči.
And find out what is God actually speaking to me.
I da otkrijemo šta to zaista meni Bog govori.
Are we to stay at the level that we're at now?
Da li ćemo ostati na nivou na kom smo sada?
And I don't want you to answer the question. I'm going to answer your question. If that is your mentality.
I neću da odgovorim na vaše pitanje, već ja ću odgovoriti na pitanje, jer to je vaš mentalitet.
You're going to miss the rapture.
Jel vi ćete na taj način propustiti
uzrastenje? Because there is a pressing in.
Zato što je to probijanje u.
And we're going to take a look at Philippians.
A mi ćemo razmotriti Filipijanima.
It's not just sitting back and say I'm going to coast now.
To nije da vi sedite negde pozadi, kažete ja sam sada na plaži.
There's going to be something that you and I need to do.
Jel treba nešto što vi i ja moram učiniti?
Father, the hour has come.
Oče, čas je došao.
Glorify thy son.
Proslavi svog sina.
That the son might glorify thee.
Da bi sin mogao proslaviti tebe.
Amen. We need a body change.
Nama je potrebna promjena tela.
We need a change in the atom.
Mi moramo biti promijenjeni u atomima.
We need a change in our bodies.
Mi moramo izmijeniti svoja tela.
And many times we can't even change ourselves.
A nekada često ne možemo ni samog sebe promijeniti.
So why try and change somebody else?
Pa zašto onda pokušavati nekog drugog promijeniti?
Everybody's worried about changing brother so and so or sister so.
Svako je zabrinut da se promijeni ovaj brat ili sestra ta i ta.
I take a look at even the questions that were read last night.
Pogledao sam to u čak u pitanjima koje smo čitali sinoć.
And I always look at questions because I'm a guy that likes questions actually.
A ja uvek razmatram ta pitanja zato što sam ja čovjek koji volim pitanja.
But I like them more on a one-to-one.
Ali ja više volim kad smo jedan na jedan.
Because when you get in a group, you find out.
Jer kad dođete u grupu, onda otkrijete.
People ask questions regarding somebody else.
Da ljudi pitaju neka pitanja što se tiče nekog drugog.
And they're not honest with themselves.
I da nisu onda iskreni sami sa sobom.
They should be asking something about themselves.
Jer oni bi u stvari trebali pitati pitanje za
so
same sebe.
A personal gospel.
Zato što je ovo lično evanđelje.
Don't worry about trying to change somebody.
Nemoj se brinuti da pokušaš nekog drugog promijeniti.
You worry about yourself.
Već se brini sam za sebe.
And say, I need a change.
Recite, meni je potrebna promjena.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Ja, Gospode, koji imam potrebu.
I press on.
Ja sam taj koji trčim.
It's God that sees your need.
To je Bog koji vidi vašu potrebu.
Brother Janko.
Brat Janko,
brother Tom,
brat Tom,
brother Gary,
brat Gary,
we can never meet your need.
Mi nikada ne možemo ispuniti
but
vaše potrebe.
That can meet your need.
Ali znam nekoga ko može ispuniti vaše potrebe.
Amen.
Amen.
So now you have a need.
Tako vi imate potrebu.
The message has come.
I došla je poruka.
It's an open word.
To je otvorena reč.
It's not a closed book.
Nije zatvorena knjiga. To je otvorena knjiga.
Every question that you have.
I svako pitanje koje bi mogli imati
in the book.
Se nalazi u knjigi.
Amen. Amen. Every question.
Svako pitanje.
You have.
Koje imate.
The answer is in the book.
Odgovor je u toj knjizi.
Amen. But we are almost getting to the place where, you know, we get so spoiled and picky.
A mi smo stigli do mesta da smo u stvari toliko već ometeni i nije sve u redu.
You want somebody else to dish it out to you.
Mi želimo da neko drugi obavi posao za nas.
And everybody gets on the internet.
I onda svi dođu na internet.
What's he speaking? What's he speaking? What's he speaking?
Šta je onaj propovedao? Šta je onaj propovedao? Šta je onaj propovedao?
I don't have a clue what brother Gary's preaching.
Ja nemam pojma šta propoveda brat Gary.
All I know is two sons come together.
Znam samo da su se dva sina sastala.
And you find the same thing that's being preached. New Zealand.
I onda otkrijem da su iste stvari propovedane na Novom Zelandu.
In Canada.
Pa i u Kanadi.
Serbia.
U Srbiji.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Same word.
To je ista reč.
But we have to dig deep.
Ali moramo dublje kopati.
I press.
Ja trčim.
I follow after.
Ja to sledim.
I lay hold.
Ja sam se toga latio.
Amen. What happens, saints?
Šta se desi, vernici?
What happens if you are only living off of somebody else's revelation?
Šta bi bilo ako bi samo živjeli od nečijeg tuđeg otkrivenja?
What happens when that person is not there?
A šta će se desiti ako slučajno ta osoba više nije tamo?
You have to have a personal, individual revelation of your new birth in Christ.
Vi onda morate imati svoje lično otkrivenje vašeg nanovog rođenja u Hristu.
We get too worried about what other people think.
Postali smo previše zabrinuti o drugim ljudima šta oni misle.
I don't care what you think.
Ha, nije me briga šta vi mislite.
Personally,
lično,
I could care less what you think about me.
Još manje mi briga šta mislite o meni.
I hope you think nice things.
Nadam se da dobro mislite.
Nobody likes to be, you know, bad spoken of.
Niko ne voli da se o njemu loše govori.
But when a person comes down to it, I don't care what you think.
Ali kada dođemo do svega toga, baš mi briga šta
really
mislite.
Don't. I only care what he thinks.
Ja samo interesuje me samo šta on misli.
Amen.
This is not a group revelation.
Ovo ovdje nije grupno otkrivenje.
This is an individual revelation.
Već individualno otkrivenje.
Parents can't have it for children, husbands can't have it for wives.
Roditelji to ne mogu imati za decu, a niti muževi to za svoje žene.
You individually must have a walk and revelation of Jesus Christ.
Vi individualno morate hodati sa Hristom i imati njegovo otkrivenje.
I was reading a quote to Milko as I was coming up driving to the camp.
Čitao sam jedan izvod bratu Milku dok smo išli na kamp.
And this gentleman was talking about faith.
A jedan gospodin je govorio o veri.
And he says it's good to have your own faith.
I rekao je dobro imati svoju sopstvenu veru.
A lot of people have their toothbrush.
Mnogi ljudi imaju svoju četkicu za zube.
He said faith is like a toothbrush.
I kažu vera je kao četkica za zube.
Everybody needs it.
Svima je to potrebno.
But nobody wants to use somebody else's toothbrush.
Ali niko ne želi koristiti tuđu četkicu za zube.
Have your own face.
Morate imati svoju veru.
It's good for everybody to have one.
Dobro je da svako ima tu stvar.
But I'll use my own, thank you very much.
Ali ja koristim samo svoju, hvala vam.
You use your own, thank you very much.
A i vi koristite svoju i hvala vam.
So now we're in the getting down to the last two services.
I sada smo prošli kroz zadnje dve službe.
What am I going to take from camp?
Šta ću ja odneti sa ovog kampa?
What is the word of God to do?
Šta treba to reč Božja da uradi?
To provoke you.
Da vas isprovocira, da vas izazove.
Not just have a nice time to clap our hands.
Ne samo da lepo tapčete rukama.
To stand to our feet.
I da ustanete, mašete rukama.
Even though that's nice.
Čak i iako je to lepo.
But surely you didn't come all this way just for that.
Sigurno niste prešli sav put samo zbog toga.
No, you came to meet with Jesus Christ, the living word.
Vi ste došli da se sretnete sa Isusom Hristom koji je živa reč.
Amen. Paul is saying here, turn back to Philippians chapter 3, please.
Pavle kaže u trećoj glavi Filipljanima, treća glava. Just a minute, sorry. Okay. Treća glava.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to take a look then at verse 12.
Razmatramo od 12. stiha.
Paul is writing here, not as though I had already attained.
Pavle ovdje kaže, ne kao da sam već to dostigao.
That Greek word not.
Ta grčka reč ne.
Signifies an absolute negation.
Označava ovdje jednu apsolutnu negaciju.
Paul wants to make certain
Pavle želi učiniti
that he is not misunderstood.
Pavle želi ovdje biti siguran da nije pogrešno shvaćen.
But he does not want to be misunderstood.
I ne želi nikako biti pogrešno shvaćen.
He is not claiming that his conversion has already brought him to the final goal.
On ne tvrdi da je njegovo obraćenje njega već dovelo do konačnog cilja.
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Da li razumete šta govorim?
Paul is absolutely trying to make it clear.
Pavle apsolutno želi to učiniti jasnim.
He has had a conversion.
On je imao obraćenje.
He knows Christ and the power of his resurrection.
I zna Hrista u sili njegovog uzdignuća.
But when he wrote not as though,
ali kad je napisao ne kao da već,
he is making a claim.
On onda tvrdi
that his conversion
da njegovo obraćenje
has already brought him to the final goal.
Da ga nije dovelo do konačnog cilja.
He's not claiming that his conversion has brought him.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
U redu.
Let's take a look at that word perfect.
Hajde onda da razmotrimo i tu reč savršen.
Either we're already perfect.
Ili se već svrših.
That is in the present tense.
To je sad u sadašnjem vremenu.
Amen.
Amen.
It is not signifying sinless or flawless.
To, ta reč ovdje ne označava da je bezgrešno ili bez greške.
But it is signifying a spiritual maturity.
Već samo označava duhovnu zrelost.
The implication is that Paul one day would become perfect.
Implikacija toga je da će Pavle jednog dana ipak postati savršen.
That day for all of us.
Taj dan za sve nas.
Paul is stating is coming when we receive the glorified body.
Pavle govori da će to biti kada budemo primili proslavljeno telo.
Paul is stating also.
Pavle također tvrdi
that his place in his life in Christ,
da njegovo mesto u Hristovom životu,
is a growth in maturity.
Jedan rast i zrelost.
I am not what I was last week.
Ja nisam ono što sam bio prošle nedelje.
I am not what I was last month.
Niti sam ono što sam bio prošli mjesec.
I am not what I was last year.
Niti sam ono što sam bio prošle godine.
I was not what I was when I came to camp.
Niti sam bio ono što sam bio kad sam došao na kamp.
Spiritual maturity.
Jer postoji jedno duhovno sazrevanje.
That takes place in a Christian's life.
Koje se dešava u kršćanskom životu.
And that is the challenge.
I to je izazov.
I want to leave for you.
Koji želim ostaviti vama.
At this camp.
Na ovom kampu.
Paul says I follow after.
Pavle kaže da on sledi.
Amen.
I trči.
I follow after.
Ja trčim.
That follow after is as like adding to your faith a virtue.
To je kao kada dodajete svojoj veri snagu.
I follow after to know the Lord.
I trčim za tim da poznam Gospoda.
He exhorts us.
On nas upozorava, hrabri.
He is telling us.
On nam govori.
Press the battle.
Probijajte se kroz bitku.
Let's follow on.
Hajde da idemo dalje.
Amen. That's why when I read this book,
zbog toga sam čitao ovu crvenu knjigu,
that it was given with some of the messages that you don't still have.
Gdje su bile označene poruke koju vi još nemate prevedene.
There are some important messages.
Bile su tamo neke veoma bitne propovedi.
And so then again the challenge takes place.
I onda je to opet jedan izazov.
Oh precious brothers.
O draga braćo.
I you know, brother Milko worked with me on my translation.
Brat Milko, Milko radi sa mnom kad radimo prevode.
And it's terrible. I know nothing.
I to je užasno, ja ne znam ništa.
But there are brothers that know English.
Ali postoje braća koja znaju engleski, pa i srpski.
And you could get these messages into your hands.
I vi možete uzeti ove poruke u svoje ruke.
A lot of quotes that we were quoting were out of messages you don't have.
A mnogi citate koje mi citiramo su stvari iz propovedi koje vi nemate. Hajde da nastavimo dalje.
Let's follow after.
Hajde da to sledimo.
Let's go forward.
Hajde da idemo napred.
Amen. There's a maturity taking place.
Je odigrava se jedno sazrevanje.
Surely if brother Gary or I never had the message books in our hands.
Sigurno da brat Gary i ja nikad nismo imali te propovedi.
Certain things we couldn't quote.
Da bi bile čak određene stvari koje ne bi mogli citirati ili da su one u poruci.
And it's important that we eat the whole book.
A veoma je bitno da pojedemo celu knjigu. Jer to je otvorena knjiga.
And it's an open book to the redeemed.
I ona je otvorena za otkupljene.
Now I've eaten some wonderful Serbian food while I've been here.
Dakle, jeo sam neku jako dobru srbijansku hranu dok smo bili ovde.
And when you get that taste in your mouth,
i kada vam dođe taj ukus u ustima,
you get a little craving for it again.
Počnete ponovo da žudite da ga ponovo osjetite.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I say Milko, let's order that again.
Rekao sam bratu Milku, hej, ajde da ponovo naručimo taj istu stvar.
And I didn't have to ask him twice.
A nisam morao dva puta da ga pitam.
Huh? We both have a mutual love for food.
Imamo bratsku ljubav prema hrani.
And if we can do that with natural food.
Ako to možemo ka prirodnoj hrani.
What can we do with spiritual food?
Šta bi tek onda mogli za duhovnu
when
hranu?
When you start to eat the revelation of God's word.
Kada počnete da osjetite otkrivenje Božje reči.
I love eating it.
Volim to da jedem.
Give it to me morning.
What?
Morning.
Dajte mi to ujutru. U popodne, noću. Huh? Amen.
Look at us.
Pogledajte nas kako smo lepi.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Look at Gary.
Just pogledajte brata Garya.
I would say natural type spiritual.
Ja bih rekao da duhovno tipizira prirodno.
These are great challenges.
Ovo su veliki izazovi.
We've got to press on.
Mi moramo nastaviti
We've
dalje.
We've got to apprehend.
Mi moramo to sve obuhvatiti.
We have to apprehend that which we've been apprehended for.
Mi moramo obuhvatiti te sve stvari za čega smo mi pripremljeni.
God has a reason.
What?
God has a reason.
Bog ima svrhu.
God has a reason.
Bog ima razlog.
God has a reason.
Bog ima razlog.
God has a reason.
Bog ima razlog.
He has apprehended me.
On je mene tako pripremio.
Brother Uroš, he's apprehended.
What?
Brother Uroš.
I brat Uroš je isto.
He's apprehended.
Aha, on ga je uhvatio, tako ga
apprehended.
Pozvao ga.
Okay?
Okay.
God apprehends you.
Bog vas je tako, znači pozvao.
For only one reason.
Samo zbog jedne svrhe.
And I must apprehend that which I've been apprehended for.
I ja moram zbog onog što sam pozvan da to I uzmem.
There is nothing in this world more important than fulfilling the will of God that God's got in our lives.
Nema ništa važnije u ovom životu nego da uzmemo Božju volju za naš život.
I need to press in.
A ja moram da se probijem u to.
I need to follow after.
Moram to slediti.
Amen.
Amen.
I need to apprehend.
Moram to
Come on,
uzeti.
Boys.
Hajde
Come
momci.
On, girls.
Hajmo devojke.
Amen. No. We're like the, you know, the Jeffersonville Fire Department. Jeffersonville Fire Department.
What about that?
I haven't finished yet.
Okay. Znači, mi smo kao vatrogasna služba u Jeffersonville.
And there's a big fire going on.
I tamo se upalila vatra.
And you got a captain there.
I imamo tamo jednog kapetana.
Maybe like a lot of preachers today.
Možda kao mnogi današnji propovednici.
A little water over there, fellas.
Sipnite malo tamo vode, momci.
Just a little water over there, fellas.
I ovdje treba malo vode, da je vatra.
And then he said all of a sudden the Louisville Fire Department came.
I onda je rekao iznenada je vatrogasna služba iz Louisville došla.
And that captain.
A onda je taj kapetan.
He got the ladder up.
Podigao letve,
medvine. Follow me, boys.
I rekao, ajde za mnom, momci.
Amen. He wanted to be in the midst of it.
Jer on je želeo biti usred vatre.
And that's where I want to be.
I to I ja želim tako biti.
In the midst of the unveiling of God's word.
Budem usred otkrivenja Božje reči.
Don't sit back.
Nemojte sedeti nazad.
Don't look at me like you're falling asleep.
Nemojte gledati kao
Get
da ste skoro zaspali. Već uzmite knjigu i jedite knjigu.
Become the book.
I postanite knjiga.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to go into Gideon.
Mi ćemo otići do Gideona.
And I'm looking at a few Gideons here.
I ovdje vidim neke Gideone.
Huh?
Amen.
Sure.
Oh, sigurno.
You know, and now everybody gets quiet.
Sad ste se svi umirili.
But Gideon.
Ali Gideon.
Was told from the Lord.
Njemu je bilo rečeno od Gospoda.
You are a mighty man of valor.
Ti si silni junak.
Huh? He was a mighty man of valor.
On je bio silni junak.
He didn't think he was a mighty man of valor.
On uopšte nije mislio da je silni junak.
And maybe when you came to camp, you said, "I'm not a mighty bride of valor."
A možda I vi kad ste došli na kamp mislili ste, pa nisam ja neka silna nevesta.
There was an angel that came.
Ali došao je anđeo.
And that angel came to his address.
I taj anđeo je došao na njegovu kuću adresu.
And that same one.
I taj isti.
That was with Gideon.
Koji je bio sa.
That same one that was with Moses.
Koji je bio sa Mojsijem.
That same one that was with Paul.
Taj koji je bio s Pavlom.
With William Branham.
Sa William Branhamom.
Is here right now.
Je sada ovdje.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But where was Gideon?
Ali gdje je Gideon?
Oh, we know the story.
A pa znamo tu priču.
He was behind the wine press.
On se sakrio iza one vinarske prese.
Why the wine press? Look at Why? That's a good question. Why the wine press, Brother Tom?
Pitao bi pitanje, zašto iza te vinarske prese,
Brother Tom? That's not where they winnow wheat.
To, what?
That's not where they winnow wheat.
To nije tamo gdje su ostavljali žito.
Huh?
They, gdje se vejalo žito.
The wine press is where the grapes grow in the valley.
Vinarska presa je mjesto gdje su donosili grožđe.
When the wheat is being winnowed, they go on top of the high ground.
Kada su pokupili žito, to su stavljali na više.
They throw the wheat up.
Podizali su
the
gore.
Wind catches the chaff and blows it away.
Tako da bi vetar oduvao tu plevu.
On the mountain.
What?
On the mountain.
Tamo na brdu.
They do it where the wind stirs.
Oni su radili tamo gdje se gdje vetar duva da bi se razdvojila ta pljeva.
But Gideon was such a nervous wreck.
A Gideon je bio jedan jako nervozan momak.
He was so afraid.
Bio je toliko uplašen.
He went down in the wine press.
Sišao je skroz dole do vinarske prese.
Hiding behind the wine press.
Sakrio se iza nje.
Hiding from those enemies.
Skrio se od tih neprijatelja.
That were about to take away his increase.
Koji su trebali da oduzmu njegov prinos.
Let's turn to Judges 6.
Ajde da onda otvorimo Sudije 6.
Oh my. Sorry.
Joshua Judges.
Okay.
Chapter 6.
Which verse?
We can start reading at verse 1.
Možemo početi od prvog stiha.
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years.
A sinovi Izraelovi činiše što je zlo pred Gospodom, i Gospod ih dade u ruke Madijanima za 7 godina.
And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel, And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which were among the mountains, the caves, and strongholds.
Josili se ruka Midijanska nad Izraelom, te od straha Midijanskoga načiniše sebi sinovi Izraelovi jame, koje su po gorama i pećine i ograde.
And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them.
I kada bi Izraelci posijali dolažahu Madijani i Amalici, istočni narodi dolažahu na njih.
And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass.
I stavši oko protiv njih, potirahu rod zemaljski dori do Gaze i ne ostavljaku hrane u Izraelu ni ovce, ni vola, ni magarca.
Now think about it.
Razmislite sad o ovim stvarima.
You've come here, you've been in service after service now, service.
Dolazili ste ovamo i bili iz službe u službu.
And you feel that you've had a increase.
I osjetili ste kao da ste dobili jedan prinos, dobitak, nešto što ste uvećalo.
When you leave this campground,
a kada budete napustili ovaj kamp,
there's going to be an enemy come,
dolazi neprijatelj,
and he's going to want to steal your increase.
I on će želeti da vam ukrade ono što ste, u čemu ste bili uvećani.
Amen.
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 I'm just looking at you.
Sad vas samo gledam.
You say, oh, this has just been like heaven.
Kažete, o, bilo je kao na nebu.
Morning service,
jutarnja služba,
afternoon service,
pa popodnevna služba,
evening fellowship,
pa večernje zajedništvo.
Feed me,
samo me hrani.
We've been enjoying the word.
Kako smo uživali u reči.
This has been marvelous.
Ovo je bilo veličanstveno.
But you get in your car and go home tomorrow.
Ali kad sedneš u kola sutra i odeš kući,
you watch those devils try and take away your increase.
Samo pazi kako će ti đavoli probati
but
to da ti uzmu.
I'm telling you, apprehend that which you've been apprehended for.
Ali kažem vam da uzmete ono za čega ste pripremljeni.
God knew where Gideon was. The Lord knew where Gideon was.
Aha, Bog je znao gdje je bio Gideon.
Amen.
Yeah.
Da.
He knows where you are spiritually too.
I on zna gdje ste duhovno vi danas.
He knows where you are individual.
Vi zna, on zna gdje ste vi individualno.
And I opened with a quote.
Ja sam
Brother Ram said in things that are to be.
Počeo sa jednim citatom gdje je brat Braham rekao u propovedi stvari koje treba da budu.
Will bring certain ministries.
Pastiri će dovesti određene propovednike.
Because he knows the body needs something.
Zato što on zna da telu je potrebno nešto.
He said, just like a woman that's pregnant.
To je recimo kao sa trudnom ženom.
The husband will do anything to meet the craving.
Muž će učiniti sve da bi zadovoljio njene žudnje.
And us who are husbands,
a mi koji smo muževi,
and had children,
i imamo decu,
I know what it is to get the tap at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Znam šta to znači biti probuđen u 2 ujutru.
Honey,
dragi,
could you go to the store and get me?
Možeš li skoknuti do prodavnice da i doneti mi
cantaloupe? A cant melon.
Aha, kao neku dinju recimo.
Melon.
Lubenicu.
In February?
U februaru lubenicu.
In Canada?
U Kanadi.
How am I going to find a melon?
Pa gde ću ti naći lubenicu?
Oh, I need a melon so bad.
Oh, tako mi se jede lubenica.
All right, honey.
U redu, draga.
I'll drive.
Vozit ću.
I'll look.
I da gledat ću svuda.
2 hours later.
A 2 sata kasnije.
I got the melon.
Oh, konačno sam našao lubenicu.
Why?
Zašto?
The body was calling for something.
Zato što to telo nešto traži.
That life in her was calling for something.
Taj život u njoj traži nešto.
There is a life in you that's calling for something.
I postoji život u vama koji nešto doziva.
God brought a message.
Bog je doneo poruku.
God brought a word.
Bog je doneo reč.
And that word has come.
A ta reč je došla.
And has apprehended you.
I ona vam je donela sve.
And I want you to feel the beckoning of the Spirit. To feel the beckoning of the Spirit.
Ja želim da vi osjetite povlačenje duha i da prihvatite taj izazov.
I will apprehend.
Ja ću to uzeti sve.
That which I've been apprehended for.
Ono za čega sam pripremljen.
Now look at you, look at you.
Pogledajte sebe.
All over, from all over the place.
Sa svih strana.
How many people are on the face of the earth?
Koliko samo ljudi ima na zemlji?
How many?
Koliko? 7 million billions.
We got 7 billion now.
Imamo skoro
Yes,
7 milijardi ljudi skoro imamo.
Do you know how much 7 billion is?
Da li možete zamisliti koliko je 7 milijardi ljudi?
A lot.
strahovito puno.
And look at you.
A pogledajte vas.
You don't look very big to me.
Meni uopšte ne djelujete kao velika masa.
Huh? You don't look very big to me.
Meni ne djelujete kao nešto puno.
But you are the most privileged people on the face
Ali
of the earth.
Ali vi ste najprivilegovaniji ljudi na licu zemlje.
You are special in the eyes of God.
Vi ste posebni u Božjim očima.
And he has apprehended you for a reason.
I on vas je pripremio za jednu svrhu.
And so then I say to you.
I tako mogu da vam kažem.
Apprehend that which you've been apprehended for.
Uzmite ono za čega ste pripremljeni.
Gideon didn't think he was too much.
Gideon nije mislio da je nešto veliko.
But when he got a revelation of the angel of the Lord.
Ali je dobio otkrivenje od anđela Gospodnjeg.
He knew exactly the chosen place of worship.
Znao je tačno koje je izabrano mesto za slavljenje.
He brought his offering on the rock.
I da je kako da stavi prinos na stenu. What?
On that rock of revelation.
Na toj steni otkrivenja.
He laid his offering on the rock.
On je položio svoj prinos na steni.
And that angel.
A anđel.
Accepted his sacrifice.
Je prihvatio njegovu žrtvu.
If you are a born again believer.
Ako ste i vi nanovo rođeni vernik.
And that revelation has come your way.
I ako vam je došlo u život to otkrivenje.
And God has received your sacrifice.
I Bog je prihvatio vašu žrtvu.
What is he trying to tell you?
Šta pokušava da vam kaže?
You are acceptable.
Da ste vi onaj koji možete biti prihvaćeni.
In the beloved.
Da ste prihvaćeni u ljubljenome.
Amen.
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 Gideon?
Gideon?
I have a job for you to do.
Gideone, imam posao koji treba da obaviš.
Me?
Ja.
And that's what you're looking at.
To nije ono što mi gledamo.
I am to apprehend me. What am I supposed to do?
Zar ja to treba da uradim? Pa šta da radim?
He's apprehended you for a reason.
On vas je pripremio za jednu svrhu.
Amen.
There are certain devils that need to be driven out of all of our lives.
Postoje određeni đavoli koji moraju biti isterani iz naših života.
And those devils.
A ti đavoli
that are out to destroy you.
Su tu da bi vas uništili.
Are out to destroy for one thing.
Tu su da vas unište radi jedne svrhe.
To take away your increase.
Da oduzmu ono što vi u čemu vi rastete.
Amen.
Jeste.
So where are the Shamgars? Where are the Shamgars? Shamgar in the scripture?
Shamgar. De Shamgar.
The ox goad with Shamgar.
Šamga je imao te ovlujske, jel? Rogove.
Huh? Okay. Brother Bram said there was the Philistines coming to take his increase.
Brat Braham je rekao da su Filistejci došli da mu uzmu prinos.
There were Philistines trying to take his increase.
A bili su Filistejci koji su pokušali da mu otmu prinos.
He come to a place.
A on je došao do mesta.
He caught a revelation.
I uhvatio je otkrivenje.
That he was under a covenant.
Da je on bio pod zavetom.
And when that revelation struck him.
I kada ga je pogodilo to otkrivenje.
And it hit him.
I udarilo ga.
Brother Bram said he grabbed his ox goad.
Brat Braham je rekao da je uzeo te volovske rogove.
And here is a farmer.
I evo zemljoradnika koji je pobio 300 Filistejaca.
We need to come to the understanding we are under a covenant promise.
I mi trebamo doći do razumevanja da smo ljudi pod zavetnim obećanjem.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Gary did something for me today.
Brat Gary je obavio nešto za mene.
He already read my three quotes.
Već je iščitao tri moja izvoda.
But I would like to read them for you.
Ali ja ih želim vama pročitati.
Because it goes with my subject.
Zato što oni slede moju temu.
Why are we preaching the way that we are?
Zašto propovedamo ovako kako propovedamo?
Why did Brother Branham preach the way that he preached?
Zašto je brat Branham propovedao onako kako je propovedao?
He says this.
Rekao je ovo.
We are trying to lead to deeper thoughts and higher objectives.
Mi pokušavamo ljude voditi u dublje misli i veće namere.
Believing that the coming of the Lord is at hand.
Verujući da je dolazak Gospodin na dohvat ruke.
Okay? One quote.
Jedan citat.
It is a great day we're living in.
Ovo je veliki dan u kome živimo.
Everybody's looking for something.
Svi nešto traže.
And as a group of believers today,
i kao jedna grupa vernika danas,
we want to fix our thoughts,
mi želimo ispraviti svoje misli,
our principles,
naše principe,
and things upon the coming of the Lord,
i stvari do dolaska gospodnjeg,
looking for Christ who shall appear,
očekujući Hrista koji će se pojaviti,
the second time,
drugi put,
without sin unto salvation,
bez greha na spasenje.
We're trying to lead to deeper thoughts and higher objectives.
Mi želimo voditi ljude u dublje misli, dublje namere.
On our principles and things.
Želimo ispraviti naše misli u vezi principa i ostalih stvari.
Two quotes.
To su dva citata.
Third quote.
A treći citat kaže:
Now here Brother Branham is in Gary, Indiana.
Ovdje je brat Branham u Gary u Indijani.
And a man took him to a mill.
I jedan čovjek je odveo do mlina.
A steel mill.
A what?
A steel mill.
To je čelični mlin.
And there were shavings all on the floor.
I oni su na patosu shavings, to je
filings.
Strugotinu, okej, okej, okay, I see. To je, oni su imali strugotinu razbacenu po patosu.
Brother Bram said the shavings were all on the floor.
Brat Abraham kaže, sva ta strugotina je bila po patosu.
Can you imagine now a prophet walking through an old steel mill?
Možete zamisliti proroka kako prolazi kroz tu staru fabriku gdje se struže metal.
It was for a reason.
To je bio sa razlogom.
The man said to Brother Branham,
čovjek taj rekao bratu Branhamu,
watch this a minute.
Pogledaj ovo samo na tren.
And he pressed a button.
I pritisnuo je jedno dugme.
And he says, somewhere come a great big magnet.
I rekao je, od negdje se pojavio jedan veliki magnet.
It came down through that great pile of shavings.
I došao je dole nad svu tu strugotinu.
And those shavings just glued to the great magnet.
A ta strugotina se zalepila gore za veliki magnet.
Clung to the magnet.
I zakačila se gore.
Went out there and demagnetized and dropped it into the foundry.
I onda su magnet se pomerio, demagnetizovao se i spustio se u te kontejnere neke.
And it was molded again.
I ponovo su bili u topionicu odneseni.
And I stood there for a moment.
I ja sam tamo stajao da tren.
And my heart started to jump.
I počelo je srce da mi skače.
And I said, praise the Lord.
Rekao sam, slava Gospodu. Slava Gospodu.
And the man said, what is the matter, brother Branham?
A čovjek je rekao, šta je, u čemu je stvar, brate Branhame?
He said, I was just thinking.
Ja sam razmišljao, rekao je.
He said, you surely must.
Rekao je, zasigurno jesi.
Uh-huh. I says, I think I scared him.
Mislim da sam ih uplašio malo.
Then I said, way back yonder.
Onda sam rekao, skroz tamo negde.
There's another magnet setting.
Postoji još jedan magnet.
Amen. And I said,
i rekao sam,
I want to ask you a question.
Pitaću vas pitanje.
Why didn't all those shavings go?
Zašto nisu svi ti otpaci otišli?
He said, some of them, sir, is aluminum.
Rekao je, pa neki su od aluminijuma.
They were not magnetized.
Oni nisu namagnetisani.
To the magnet.
Za taj magnet.
I hollered.
I ja sam povikao.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
I said, but why didn't those pieces of iron go there?
A rekao sam, zašto su onda ti komadi, zašto, what? Okay, zašto ti komadi gvožđa nisu otišli tamo?
He said they were bolted down to the floor.
Rekli su zato što su oni bili pričušćeni dole za pod.
I said, praise the Lord.
Rekao sam, slava Bogu.
That prophet was having a revival in a steel factory.
A prorok je imao probuđenje u toj radionici gdje se obrađuje gvožđe.
And if Brother Branham could have a revival in a steel factory.
Pa ako je brat Branham u takvoj radionici mogao da ima probuđenje, zasigurno i vi možete imati probuđenje na ovom kampu.
And realize,
da shvatite,
there's a great magnet
da postoji jedan veliki magnet.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, oh brother,
rekao sam, oh brate,
the Lord someday,
Gospod će jednog dana,
the great eagle of heaven,
what?
The great eagle,
veliki nebeski orao,
and all those that were magnetized,
i svi oni koji su namagnetisani,
by the power of the Holy Ghost,
od sile Svetog Duha,
will take the ride,
će krenuti.
He said, bolted down creeds, bolted down.
Rekao je, zavrnuti delovi koji su dole.
Creeds and denomination.
To su te veroispovesti i denominacije.
And shavings of aluminum.
I ti otpaci od aluminijuma.
Light thinkers.
To su ti koji olako misle.
Light ambitions.
Koji imaju male ambicije.
Hallelujah. Oh God, help us to apprehend,
Bože,
that which we've been apprehended for.
Pomozi nam da shvatimo za čega smo mi pripremljeni.
We are not aluminum.
Jer mi nismo aluminijum.
We are not light thinkers.
Mi nismo olaki mislioci.
We do not have light ambitions.
Mi nemamo male ambicije.
I'm putting on a new body.
Ja treba da obučem novo telo.
I'm putting on a change.
Ja treba da budem promijenjen.
They can be light thinkers out there.
Oni mogu tamo biti
olaki
mislioci. Mogu imati napolju oni male ambicije.
Apprehend that which I've been apprehending.
Ali ja želim da uzmem ono za čega sam pripremljen.
My craving of the soul is my craving.
Žudnja moje duše, moja žudnja.
My craving.
Moja žudnja.
It's for a new body.
Je za novim telom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
You say, Brother Tom, why do you get excited about it?
Kažete, brate Tom, što si ti toliko uzbuđen? Jer ako vi ne uzmete to obećanje, onda ćete biti samo lagani aluminijum, olaki mislioci, oni koji imaju male ambicije, upravo kroz suda po životu. Ali mi nismo za to pripremljeni. Mi smo bili pripremljeni da nadvladamo svakog đavola, da dokažemo ovoj Laodikeji da ova nevesta neće pasti.
Are you ready for this?
Da li ste za ovo spremni?
Satan.
Sotona.
God Eve.
Je dobio Evu.
In God's Eden.
U Božjem Edenu.
Satan slipped in.
Sotona se uvukao.
And God Eve.
I dobio Evu.
In God's Eden.
U Božjem Edenu.
But the second Eve.
Ali druga Eva.
Is going to destroy Satan.
Će uništiti Sotonu.
In Satan's Eden.
U Sotonskom Edenu.
Glory.
Slava.
Amen.
Amen.
This Eve.
Ova Eva.
Is going to put her foot
će staviti svoju nogu
on the neck of those kings.
Na vrat tih kraljeva.
And walk in the promises of God.
I hodati u Božjim obećanjima.
Can you say amen?
Možemo li reći amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go get them.
Hajde da to uzmemo.
But I thought there's so many in the bride.
What?
So many in the bride.
Ali tako puno njih u nevesti?
Not so many in the bride.
Da li će biti puno u nevesti? Neće biti puno u nevesti.
Very few in the bride. Very few.
Samo malo će biti u nevesti.
Sorry, brother Alan, sorry. I'm working you.
Sorry, sorry.
Huh?
Don't worry.
Isn't he doing a wonderful job? Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my, we're just getting started.
Tek smo počeli.
Amen.
Amen.
We are going to prove.
Mi ćemo dokazati
that we are one in a million.
Da smo mi jedan od milion.
We are going to prove God's word.
Dokazat ćemo Božju reč.
Because this Eve is not going to fall.
Zato što ova Eva neće pasti.
She's going to stand on thus saith the
Lord. Ona će stojati na tako kaže Gospod.
She's going to love the word.
Ona će ljubiti reč.
She's going to apprehend.
Ona će to prihvatiti. Ono za čega je bila pripremljena.
Ah.
Amen.
Let's go fight the devil.
Hajde da se borimo protiv đavola.
Come on, let's go.
Hajde.
Come on, man.
Hajde ljudi.
Come on.
Hajde.
Let's go.
Hajde idemo.
Let's take the challenge.
Hajde da prihvatimo izazov.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, there's too many.
Oh, previše ih je.
Too many.
Previše.
I think we're going to have to whittle it down a bit. We just got too many.
Okay, imamo ih upravo previše.
Gideon.
Pa Gideon, ne?
You've got too many men.
Imaš previše ljudi.
We're going to have to reduce the numbers.
Morat ćemo malo smanjiti broj tih ljudi.
Did we get a
da li možemo slide?
That slide there.
Ovaj slide ovdje gore.
I just threw that up there just to give you an idea what a number was.
Ubacio sam ovaj slide da bi vi imali bolju ideju toga koliki je to broj o čemu govorimo.
Remember when God called Gideon?
Upamtite kad je Bog pozvao Gideona.
That Israel was gathered.
Kad se skupio sav Izrael,
and there was 32,000
bilo ih je 32,000
that came up under Gideon's call.
Koji su se odazvali na Gideonov poziv.
God says, too many men, Gideon.
Oh, Bog je rekao, previše ljudi tu ima Gideon.
32,000? No.
Ne.
If you go into battle,
ako ideš ti u bitku,
you're going to vaunt and say it was us that did it.
Ti ćeš onda reći, mi smo ti koji smo to uradili.
I'm just going to separate you.
Tako da ću vas malo razdvojiti.
I'm just going to make your numbers a little bit less.
Malo ću umanjiti vaše brojke.
A lot of people that followed William Branham.
Ima previše, bilo je previše ljudi koji su sledili brata Branhama. Hiljade koji su ga sledili.
Over the years,
ali kroz godine.
The numbers have come down.
Brojka je počela da pada i da pada i da pada.
1977.
Pa 77. godine.
Oh boy, that separated a lot.
Oh, to je napravilo obrt.
We thought the millennium was coming in 1977.
Mi smo mislili da će milenijum doći 77. godine.
God has a way of cutting the numbers down.
A Bog zna kako da umanji te brojke. Amen.
Brother Abraham said invisible union.
A brat Abraham je rekao u nevidljivom jedinstvu.
There's going to be very, very, very few.
Da će ih biti veoma, veoma, veoma malo.
There's going to be very, very, very few.
Da će biti jako malo.
But you've got to know.
Ali vi morate znati.
That angel that came to Gideon.
Da taj anđeo koji je došao Gideonu.
Same one that came to you.
Je isti koji je došao k vama.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Abraham said if there's one going.
Brat Abraham je rekao ako će samo jedan da ide.
If there's one going.
Ako samo jedan ide.
Who's going?
Ko onda ide?
Amen.
Ja.
Huh?
Amen.
You gotta believe it's you, right?
Morate vjerovati da ste vi, zar ne?
So God says to Gideon, no, Gideon, you've got too many.
Rekao je Bog Gideonu, ne, Gideon, ne previše ih je.
32,000 is too many.
32,000 je previše.
But there's 135,000 enemy waiting.
Ali imate 145,000 neprijateljske vojske koji čekaju.
That's a lot of people.
Hey, to je priličan broj ljudi.
135,000?
135,000.
You know, and 32 are going against.
A trebalo je 32,000 ljudi naspram 135,000.
Wow.
Pa,
even that's, you know, the odds aren't so great.
Čak i to deluje kao da je premalo.
But God said too many.
Ali Bog kaže previše.
Yeah, too many.
Previše ih je.
So he says anybody that's fearful.
Tako rekao je odmah. Svi koji se plašite,
just leave right now, please.
Idite molim vas odmah kući.
Just leave right now.
Odmah idite.
Go, 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 go.
Hajde, odlazite.
God has a way of telling people how to go, isn't he?
Bog zna kako ljudima da kažu da odu.
Just fearful.
Upravo samo oni koji se plaše.
Go.
Odlazite.
And 22,000 said, bye-bye.
I 22,000 njih je reklo, čao.
Because they were afraid.
Zato što su se plašili tog izazova.
But we must apprehend.
Koji mi moramo uzeti.
That which we've been apprehended for.
Za ono čega smo pripremljeni.
So now they come down to 10,000 and God's got to separate again.
I tako da su došli do 10,000, Bog je morao ponovo da ih razdvaja.
So we know the story.
Tako da znamo tu priču.
9,700 drank water wrong.
Njih 9,700 je na loš način pilo vodu.
And left 300.
I ostalo je svega 300 ljudi.
To battle 135,000.
Koji trebaju da se bore protiv 135,000 vojnika.
Oh, you say, brother Tom.
Pokažite, brate Tom.
I would have been one of those.
Ja bi bio jedan od tih sigurno.
Okay, next slide, please.
U redu, dajte mi sljedeći slide.
Well, that's how many almost gathered with Gideon.
To je otprilike broj ljudi koji su se skupili oko Gideona.
That's a lot of people.
Pa to je priličan broj ljudi.
And God said that's too many people.
A Bog je rekao previše ih je. 32,000 ljudi.
Against 135,000.
Protiv 135,000.
So he reduces it down. Let's next slide.
Tako da ih je umanjio malo.
And now we're starting to look at the enemy camp.
A sad ćemo da vidimo neprijateljski kamp.
Now we're taking a look at about what 135,000.
Sad ćemo da vidimo koliko je 135,000 ljudi.
Next slide.
Sljedeći slide.
Okay, there's 107,282 fans.
Ovdje vidimo 107,282 ljudi.
You said, how do you know that, brother Tom?
Kako to znaš, brate Tom?
I counted the dots.
Pa brojio sam tačke.
All right.
U redu?
Now, that's 107,000.
Dakle, ovo je 107,000 ljudi otprilike.
Next slide, please.
Molim sljedeći slide.
That's 300.
A ovo je 300.
Can you go back again?
Možete se vratiti nazad?
That's 107.
Ovo je 107,000.
Let's go get them, boys.
Hajde da ih sredimo, momci.
Amen.
Next slide.
Sljedeći slide.
300.
300.
Next slide.
Sljedeći slide.
That's 92,000.
A ovo je 92,000 ljudi.
That's a lot of ants.
Hey, prilično puno mrava ovdje ima.
Next.
Sljedeći slide.
54,000.
54,000.
Next slide.
Sljedeći slide.
80,000.
80,000.
Next slide.
Sljedeći slide.
Ah, 92,000. Are you getting the picture that that's a lot of people?
Da li pokušate, imate sad sliku koliko je to puno ljudi?
Now, just to give you an idea.
Dakle, samo da bi imali sliku toga.
This right here.
Ovo ovde.
This right here.
Ovo ovde.
Is a marching band.
Je to je, je su oni koji marširaju kroz stadion.
Okay.
Svira, muziciraju, muzikanti koji idu kroz stadion.
That is a 300 member.
Njih je bilo 300
marching band.
Koji su marširali i svirali.
And that's 92,400 that are surrounding them.
A oko njih ih gledaju 92,400 ljudi.
Let's go, Gideon.
Hajmo, Gideone.
Next slide.
Sljedeći slide.
There's 54,000 up on your left hand.
Tamo je 54,000 sa leve strane.
80,000 to your right.
80,000 s desne.
And there's 134,000.
E, to je 134,000 konačno.
Next slide.
Sljedeći slide.
That's it.
To je to.
Can you go back to the 300?
Vrati se, molim te, na 300.
Now, can you imagine?
Dakle, možete li zamisliti?
Now, here's 300 men.
Evo 300 ljudi.
300 fellas.
300 momaka.
Gonna go against 135,000.
Će krenuti protiv 135,000.
And here's your revelation.
I evo i vaše otkrivenje.
A picture.
Slika.
A light.
Svetlo.
And a trumpet.
I truba.
Amen. Not a sword.
Nemate mač.
A picture.
Slika.
A light.
Svetlo. I truba.
Can we go back to 135,000?
Molim te, daj nam 135,000.
There you go.
Evo ponovo.
You gotta go destroy.
Morate uništiti
135,000
ljudi.
And here's the trumpet.
A evo trube.
A vessel.
Evo posuda
and a light.
I svetlo.
Now I don't know how many in this room.
Dakle, ne znam koliko vas je ovdje u sobi.
Would have felt very secure.
Koji bi se u tome osjećali sigurni.
You're looking at me like, of course, brother Tom.
Gledate na mene, pa naravno, brate Tom.
They caught a revelation.
Oni su tamo uhvatili jedno otkrivenje.
It wasn't in themselves.
To nije bilo na njima samima.
It was going to be the power of God.
Već da će to biti Božja sila.
That was going to destroy their enemies.
Koja će uništiti njihove neprijatelje.
It isn't you.
To niste ni vi.
It will be the power of God.
Već će to biti Božja sila.
The God in you.
Bog koji je u vama.
In you.
U vama.
That's going to destroy.
Će uništiti
200,000 supernatural demons.
200 miliona nadprirodnih demona.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Visual is pretty good sometimes.
Vizualne stvari su prilično dobre ponekad.
You start to understand the impact.
Počinjete da razumete celu tu stvar.
But saints of God.
Ali Božji ljudi,
if you've got a revelation.
Ako imate otkrivenje.
That God has apprehended you.
Da vas je Bog pripremio.
You are an invincible army.
Onda ste vi nepobediva armija.
Amen.
Brother Gary.
Brat Gary.
He read the quote.
Je već iščitao te citate.
If we understood.
Ako mi samo shvatimo.
Catch that revelation.
Odbacite to da uhvatimo to otkrivenje
of that power of God in us.
Da uhvatimo to otkrivenje o Božjoj sili koja je u nama.
You are the super church.
Vi ste onda ta super crkva.
It's not in how you feel.
Nije na tome kako se osjećate.
It's how you believe.
Već kako verujete.
Amen.
Amen.
You are going to leave this camp.
Vi ćete ili otići s kampa.
And you say, well, we feel fortified.
I reći ćete, osjećamo se zaštićeni.
Because there's a lot of brothers and sisters with us.
Zato što imamo ovu braću i sestre sa nama.
But you're going to have to fight your battle alone.
Ali morat ćeš sam voditi svoje bitke.
Those 300.
Jer te 300
were separated into three groups.
Su bili razdvojeni u tri grupe.
They were in a 100 group.
Bili su u grupama po 100.
They stood.
I stajali su
with that vessel,
sa tim posudama,
with that light in that vessel,
sa tom svetiljkom,
going forth the trumpet,
i trubili su trube,
and that was what destroyed the enemy.
I to je ono što je uništilo neprijatelja.
There is a light in earthen vessel.
Postoji svetlo u zemaljskim posudama.
And we need to sound the trumpet of the word of God.
I mi moramo zatrubeti u trube Božje reči.
That alone will destroy the enemy in your life.
I samo to će uništiti neprijatelje u vašem životu.
Amen.
It won't be in your works.
To neće biti vašim delima.
It will be in your revelation.
Već u vašem otkrivenju.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to what Brother Branham said.
Slušajte šta je rekao ovdje brat Branham.
He said, listen.
Rekao je, slušajte.
He said we went from church to church.
Išli smo od crkve do crkve.
We were hungering and thirsting for God.
Bili smo žedni i gladni za Bogom.
We went to the Methodists.
Išli smo u metodiste, baptiste,
pentekostalce,
presbiterijance.
He said we were in gross darkness.
Rekao je, bili smo u velikoj tami.
But the great resurrection came to us.
Ali veliko uskrsnuće je došlo k nama.
In the manifestation of the promised word of God.
U manifestaciji obećane Božje reči.
Amen. Like he was the manifestation of the promised word.
Kao što je on bio manifestacija obećane reči.
I will not leave his soul in hell, neither will I suffer my holy one to see corruption.
Neću ostaviti njegovu dušu u paklu, niti ću dozvoliti da moj svetac vidi truljenje.
He manifested it.
On je to objavio.
Every word of God that was promised to him.
I svaka Božja reč koja je bila obećana za njega.
He proved it when he raised on Easter morning.
On je to sve dokazao kad je ustao na uskršnje jutro.
He manifested every word.
On je objavio svaku reč.
Saints of God, you're going to have to manifest every word.
Božji sveti, i vi ćete morati manifestovati svaku reč. Baš svaku reč.
Every word.
Svaku reč.
Apprehend. Reach forth.
Ono za čega ste pripremljeni. Samo pružite ruke. Trčite ovu utrku.
Go forward.
Idite za tim.
You can do it.
I možete to učiniti.
Amen.
Amen.
What am I trying to say, Brother Branham said?
Šta pokušavam da kažem, kaže brat Branham.
The God who came out in the old days.
Bog koji je došao u stara vremena.
And led the church of God out of Egypt.
I izveo crkvu Božiju iz Egipta.
The bondage into freedom.
One koji su bili robovi u slobodu.
Has come down in the same manner.
Je sišao na isti način.
To lead his church.
Da vodi svoju crkvu.
Out of bondage.
Iz okova.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Start to run.
Počnite da trčite.
Run the race.
Trčite ovu trku.
Run this race.
Trčite ovu trku.
Like you've never run it before.
Kao nikad što ste do sad trčali.
Be determined in your heart.
Budite odlučni u srcu.
I am going to press.
Ja ću da pritisnem.
I'm going to lay before God.
Ja ću da ležim pred Bogom.
Brother Gary gave you a challenge today.
Brat Gary vas je danas izazvao.
And I thought, isn't that amazing? There's going to be two challenges.
I pomislio sam, nije li ovo veličanstveno što će biti dva izazova.
And it gets down to your individual walk with God.
I da to dolazi do vašeg individualnog hoda sa Gospodom.
What's your prayer life like?
Kakav je vaš molitveni život?
What's your dedication like?
Kakvo je vaše posvećenje?
What's your consecration like?
Čemu se vi posvećujete?
Is it like the message reading it as a newspaper?
Da li čitate poruku kao novine?
Or actually digging in?
Ili u stvari kopate?
And saying, Lord, what have you apprehended me for?
I kažete, Gospode, za čega si ti to mene pripravio?
Amen.
Brother Bram says in harvest time.
Brat Braham je rekao u vremenu žetve.
Harvest time.
Vreme žetve, propoved.
When the enemy wants to come in and take your increase.
Kada neprijatelj dolazi i želi da vam uzme vaš prinos. U vremenu žetve.
Listen.
Slušajte.
Doesn't Malachi 4 teach us that before the great and terrible day of the Lord?
Zar nas Malahija 4 ne uči da će pre velikog i strašnog dana Gospodnjeg?
How many knows that?
Koliko vas zna?
He will restore the hearts of the children to the fathers.
Da će obnoviti srca dece ka očevima.
And in that day, Luke 17.
I u tom danu, Luka 17.
Jesus said, when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Isus je rekao kada se Sin čovečiji bude otkriven.
Not man.
Ne čovek.
The Son of Man.
Već Sin čovečiji.
The Word.
Ta reč.
Living itself again.
Koja ponovo živi sama
among
sebe.
Among the people.
Među svojim narodom.
The Word.
Reč.
Itself.
Sama.
Made flesh,
načinjena telom,
made flesh,
načinjena telom,
in you,
u vama.
Amen.
The word itself,
sama reč,
made flesh in you,
načinjena telom u vama.
You are the reflection of the hour.
A vi ste odraz ovog časa.
Amen.
Challenge.
Izazov ponovo.
You say, Brother Tom, what are you titling this message?
Kažete, brate Tom, kakav ćeš naslov dati ovoj poruci?
Apprehend that which you've been apprehended for.
Uzmi ono za čega si pripremljen.
The word itself,
jer sama reč,
made flesh in you,
postaje telo u tebi,
And we can barely understand the ABCs of the message?
A jedva da možemo razumjeti abecedu poruke.
Barely understand?
Jedva da to čak shvatimo.
Try and live by the skin of our teeth?
I pokušavamo da živimo od snage svojih svoga mesa. Da, od
the word.
Pokušavamo da jedva da to uspemo da živimo. Pa to je od svog tela.
These statements.
Ove izjave
are in the message.
Sve se nalazi u poruci.
It's in the word.
Sve ovo u reči.
The word itself made flesh in you.
Jer sama reč postaje u vama telo.
You are the reflection of the hour.
A vi ste odraz ovoga vremena, časa.
The message.
Poruke.
The reflection of it.
Odraz ove poruke.
Brother Branham reflected his part.
Brat Branham je odrazio svoj deo.
Then brothers, you have your part to reflect.
Onda braćo i vi morate odraziti svoj deo.
I must apprehend that which I've been apprehended for.
Ja moram prihvatiti ono za čega sam pripremljen.
Does anybody here know who Buzz Aldrin was?
Da li neko od vas zna ko je bio Buzz Aldrin?
Maybe some of the older brothers.
Možda neka starija braća.
Brother Uroš, you're not old, but you're one of the brothers that know.
Brat Uroš, znao sam da si ti jedan od onih koji znaju.
Buzz Aldrin was with Neil Armstrong when they landed on the moon.
Je bio sa Neil Armstrongom kada su sleteli na mesec.
But you know what happened to Buzz Aldrin?
A znate šta se desilo sa Buzz Aldrinom?
He wanted to live all his life to be an astronaut to land on the moon.
On je ceo svoj život želeo da bude astronaut koji će jednog dana sletiti na mesec.
He goes to the moon. He's lived all his life.
Dakle, ceo svoj život je u tom pravcu živeo.
He has apprehended that which he thought he was apprehended for.
Da bi dostigao ono za čega je mislio da je pripremljen.
He was on the moon.
I bio je na mesecu.
And when he came home,
i kada se vratio kući,
he had an emotional breakdown.
Imao je nervni slom.
And he ended in a psychiatric ward.
I završio je naravno na psihijatriji.
You know why?
Znate li zašto?
He said the result.
Kaže rezultat
of landing on the moon,
spuštanje na mesec,
and the gratification of achieving the goal,
i potvrda da smo postigli cilj,
was empty.
Je bila isprazna.
It was an empty goal.
To je bio prazan cilj.
Many people want to apprehend.
A mnogi ljudi želi da dostignu
doctor degrees,
neki stupanj doktorski,
professionalism,
ili da budu profesionalci,
and they find out their empty dreams,
a onda nađu da su to prazni snovi,
they reach forth,
za kojim su trčali,
they take a hold of it,
oni dođu do toga,
but it's bags with holes in it,
ali onda je prazna vreća,
but we are going to apprehend,
ali ono što ćemo mi postići,
the word of God,
to je reč Božija,
and it's not an empty dream,
i to nije isprazan stan,
it's a new body,
već novo telo,
it's a future hope,
to je budući dom.
Things that are to be.
To je stvari koje će da budu.
It's more real than you sitting in this room.
To je mnogo stvarnije nego to što vi sedite u ovoj prostoriji.
It's streets of gold.
To su ulice od zlata.
It's worlds upon worlds.
It's world. To je svet nakon sveta, svet nakon sveta. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not empty dreams.
Ne prazni snovi.
Not empty goals.
Ne prazni ciljevi.
But you have to run the race.
Već morate vi trčati tu trku.
Reach forward.
Idite napred.
Run it like you've never run it before.
Trčite je kao nikada do sada.
Amen. I'm going to close with this.
Počinjem polako da završavam sa ovim.
We need to run this race.
Moramo trčati ovu trku.
Forgetting those things that were in the past.
I da zaboravimo sve stvari koje su bile u prošlosti.
Can you say I'm going to forget those things that were in the past?
Možete li vi reći zaboraviću stvari koje
you
su bile u prošlosti?
Everything under the blood.
Vi stavite sve pod krv.
Everything under the blood.
Sve pod krv.
You're forgetting those things that are in the past.
Zaboravite prošle stvari.
Reach forward to that which you're going to be apprehended for.
Trčite za onim za čega ste bili pripremljeni.
Amen. Okay, you're listening now.
Da li me čujete sada?
You've been really good this afternoon.
Sad ste bili stvarno dobri ovo popodne.
How many? This is just almost seems like a history lesson today.
Ovo deluje kao čas istorije.
Roger Bannister.
Koliko znate za Rogera Bannistera?
He was the first man.
On je bio prvi čovjek.
To break the 4-minute mile.
Koji je pretrčao brzinu postigao jedan rekord.
He was the first man in history.
Prvi čovjek u istoriji
that broke the 4-minute mile.
Koji je uspio da pređe za 4 minute milju.
He did it in May 6, 1954.
I to je bilo 1964. godine u maju.
May 6, 1954. Very year.
6. maj 64.
The very year I was born.
To je godina kad sam ja bio rođen. 54. izvinite, 54.
Okay.
Sorry.
So now the doctors have said it will never happen.
Da, tako kažu, lekari su rekli da to nikad neće uspjeti.
A man ever runs the 4-minute mile, break it.
Rekli su ako čovjek bude trčao tako da će za 4 minute pretrčati milju, srce će mu pući,
his lungs couldn't take it.
A ni pluća to ne mogu podnijeti.
He would fall in a total collapse and die.
On će kolabirati i umreti.
That's what medicine said.
To je ono što je medicina rekla.
But he had a desire.
Ali imao je želju
to break the 4-minute mile.
Da probije taj cilj, limit to 4 minute na milju.
So he broke it May 6, 1954.
Dakle, probio je to 6. maja 54. godine.
First man in history to ever run.
Prvi čovjek u istoriji koji je toliko mogao da istrči.
And can you imagine?
I možete li zamisliti?
Once he did it,
jednom kad je uspeo,
another did it,
pa i drugi je uspeo.
2 months later.
Samo 2 mjeseca nakon toga.
Can you imagine?
Zamislite.
Never in 6,000 years.
Nikad za 6,000 godina.
But one does it.
Ali jednom kad jedan to uradi,
does it.
Pa onda uradi i drugi odmah nakon toga. Imali smo proroka koji je otišao iza zavese vremena. Jedan čovjek je uspeo i ja ću to učiniti i vi ćete to učiniti. A rekli su da je to nemoguće. Ali slava Bogu jer je sve moguće. Možete li reći amen? Vi postignite ono za čega ste pripremljeni.
Now here it is, impossible.
Dakle, evo to je nemoguće.
Impossible.
Nemoguće je to.
Enoch walked with God and was not.
Enoch je hodao s Bogom i više ga nema.
Impossible.
Nemoguća stvar.
Elijah gets in a chariot.
Ilija je ušao u kočije.
Goes home.
I otišao kući.
Impossible.
Nemoguća stvar.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
There is a group of people.
Ali je bila grupa ljudi.
Getting ready to leave.
Koja je spremna bila za odlazak.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, here he goes.
Evo ide dalje.
Now.
A sada.
This fella.
Ovaj momak.
He runs.
On trči.
2 months later.
A 2 mjeseca kasnije.
Another fellow.
Još jedan.
He breaks the mark.
I on probija taj cilj.
2 men.
2 čovjeka.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to have a race?
Oh, ne bi bilo super da imamo takvu trku.
Who's the fastest?
Ko je najbrži?
Who's the fastest?
Ko je najbrži?
Let's have a race.
Hajde da se trkamo.
Come on, let's have a race.
Hajde da se trkamo.
Who's the fastest?
Ko je ovdje najbrži?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
So they set up the race.
Tako da su postavili ponovo započeli novu trku.
You know where they had it?
Znate šta su imali?
Vancouver, Canada.
De bilo? To je bilo u Vancouver, Kanadi.
Vancouver, Canada.
Dakle, desilo se u Vancouveru u Kanadi.
The second fellow that broke the record?
Da, drugi momak koji je postigao taj cilj.
His name was John Landy.
Ime mu je John Landy.
And he beat Roger Bannister by 1.4 seconds.
I on je pobedio tog prvog koji je Rogera Bannistera za sekundi nešto.
So now they're going to have this great race.
Dakle, sad će imati ovu veliku trku.
So now they're in the gate.
Dakle, oni su na startu.
They're ready to run.
Spremni su za trku.
The whole world was listening.
A ceo svet je gledao.
Never before has this ever happened.
A jel nikad se to ranije nije desilo?
And they're off to the race.
I oni su na trci.
And they start running.
I krenuli su.
Roger Bannister.
A Roger Bannister
is just behind John Landy.
Je upravo iza Johna Landlya.
And they're running.
I jure.
And they're going.
I idu.
And the people are standing to their feet.
A ljudi su ustali na noge.
And they're coming down to the finish line.
I kako su stizali do kraja.
Landy is leading Roger Bannister.
A Landy je malo pred Rogerom
Bannisterom.
I ide ispred Rogera Bannistera.
And he's leading Roger Bannister.
I ide ispred Rogera Bannistera.
And all of a sudden he just looks over his shoulder.
I samo iznenada je pogledao.
And there goes Roger Bannister.
Iza ramena, samo se osvrnuo malo i Roger Bannister je projurio pred njega.
Amen.
Amen.
Forgetting those things that are in the past.
Zaboravite ono što je bilo nekad.
Don't look back to yesterday.
Nemojte gledati na jučerašnji dan.
Don't look back to last week, last month,
nemojte gledati na prošlu nedjelju i
godinu.
Zaboravite to.
Run the race.
I trčimo trku.
The prize that sets before you.
Jer je pred nama je nagrada postavljena.
Let's go, saints of God. Let's take the word of God.
Idimo i uzmimo Božju reč.
Amen. We forget those things.
Jer mi zaboravljamo te stvari.
Reaching forward.
I sežemo se.
It is a present tense verb.
A to je sadašnji glagol.
Brother Tom,
brate Tom,
I'm going to raise my hand and say I'm going to reach forward.
Podižem svoju ruku i reći ću ja ću da trčim napred.
Okay. All right, I'm making sure we, because I want 100% here.
Ja želim da svi vi to radite.
I do want 100%.
Želim 100% da svi to radite.
Okay, we got maybe 99.9.
Imamo možda 99%. Okay, dobro je.
Here we go.
Evo idemo.
Paul is writing.
Pavle piše.
If you are reaching forward.
Ako idete napred.
You're overextended.
Onda ste ispuženi napred.
That means saints of God.
To znači Božji sveti.
You ain't sitting back.
Da ne sedite ovako nazad.
Waiting for pie in the sky.
I da čekate nešto sa neba.
You are digging deep in revelation.
Već vi duboko kopate u otkrivenju.
Oh God, I'm overextending myself.
Ja sam se skroz
ispušio.
Pokaži mi se, Gospode.
This is a rapture revelation.
Ovo je otkrivenje uznesenja.
This is a change that's taken place.
Ovo je vreme promene.
Amen. Amen. Present tense.
Sadašnje
striving,
vreme.
And overextending.
Ispruženi skroz prema napred.
Amen. As Paul.
Kao Pavle.
Was habitual practice. He calls for us in a lifetime attitude to reach forth, run the race, sparing nothing.
Okay.
can you get that? Paul is saying, run the race.
Pavle je rekao da trčimo trku.
Sparing nothing.
Da ništa ne poštedimo.
Every fiber of his body.
Svaki mišić njegovog tela.
Every bit of strength.
I svaki delić snage.
He can draw from his breath of air.
Koji može da izvuče iz udaha vazduha.
In pursuit of the goal.
Je bio upotrebljen da se dostigne cilj.
Amen.
This is not given to you on a silver platter.
Dakle, ovo vama nije donešeno na jednoj tacni od srebra.
Can I give you one example?
Mogu vam dati jedan primer.
Brother Branham was asked to pray for a little girl one day.
Brat Branham je bio zamoljen da se moli za jednu devojku jednog dana.
And this tore me my heart up.
I ovo je stvarno uzburkalo moje srce.
It tore me.
Zaista.
Brother Branham said I went to pray.
Brat Braham je rekao, počeo sam da se molim.
And he prayed for 6 hours for that girl.
I molio se 6 sati za tu devojčicu.
6 hours.
6 sati.
For one case.
Za jedan slučaj.
And I thought, God, what am I doing?
Pomislio sam, Bože, a šta ja radim?
And so then I took a request.
I onda sam ja uzeo, prihvatio isto i sličan
and
zahtjev.
I wanted to see how long I could hold it before God.
I onda sam teo da vidim koliko ću ja dugo moći to držati pred Bogom.
It takes a lot of reaching forward.
Morate puno da se ispružite.
Standing yourself.
Da se napnete napred. Da se istegnete.
To see the promise of God fulfilled.
Da bi videli ispunjeno obećanje Božije.
Say, well, Brother Tom, you slowed down the service.
Kažete, brat Tom, malo si usporio na službi.
I wanted the challenge to sink home.
Želim da ovaj izazov se upije u vas.
Not only to you,
ne samo za vas.
Because I'm preaching to Tom Ray.
Zato što ja sad propovedam i za Toma Reja.
I see so much lack within my own life.
Vidim toliko nedostataka i u svom životu.
And I want God so much more.
I toliko mi još više treba Bog.
But I know, saints,
ali znam, vernici,
I can't look back.
Da ne mogu da gledam
I've
nazad.
Got to reach forward.
Moram ići napred.
I've got to overextend myself.
Moram se ispružiti.
I'll do anything, Lord. I just want to apprehend that which you've apprehended.
Moram učiniti sve da bi dostigao ono za čega sam bio pripremljen.
I don't want to let the promises of God fall to the ground.
Ne želim da vidim kako Božje obećanja padaju na zemlju.
I want to walk only in his perfect will.
Želim hodati samo u njegovoj savršenoj volji.
I
ja ću da pritisnem u toj bitci kao nikad ranije. I ja želim vas ohrabriti, Božji sveti.
Please,
molim vas,
make this more than life to you.
Uzmite ovo kao više nego
get
život za sebe. Uzmite Bibliju.
Get in your prayer closet.
Zatvorite se.
Call on God.
I prizovite ime Gospodnje.
God richly deal with your lives.
I Bog će se bogato baviti sa vama u životu.
Amen. But this one thing.
Ali ova jedna stvar, rekao je Pavle.
But this one thing.
Ova jedna stvar.
But this one.
Ali ova jedna stvar.
As I said at home when I came to this last part.
Kao što sam rekao kući dok sam došao do ovog zadnjeg dela.
Paul says but this one thing.
Pavle rekao, ali ova jedna stvar.
And I just loved it. I started to think about it. But this one thing.
I volim da o tome razmišljam o toj jednoj stvari.
Why does Paul just say that word, but just this one
thing? Zašto je Pavle rekao ali samo ta jedna stvar?
This one thing literally means.
Ova jedna stvar bukvalno znači.
It has the comparison of a picture.
Ima usporedbu kao kad poredite slike.
Of Martha sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Kao Marta koja sedi kraj Isusovih nogu.
And saying just one more word, Lord.
I kaže samo još jednu reč, Gospode.
Just one more revelation.
Samo još jedno otkrivenje.
Lord, I just want you.
Gospode, ja samo tebe trebam.
Just one thing, Lord.
Samo još ovu jednu stvar.
I don't want it in my head.
Ne želim u glavi.
I want it in my life.
Ne želim u svom životu.
I want you more than life.
Želim više od tebe od života.
You're everything to me. You're everything to me.
Ti si mi sve, Gospode.
But this one thing.
Ali samo ova jedna stvar.
It's a picture.
To je slika.
A graphic picture.
To je grafička slika.
Of God giving his word over and over and over.
Kako Bog iznova i iznova daje svoju reč.
May this be but one thing to you.
Neka i ovo bude ta jedna stvar vama.
Lord.
Gospode.
Could you just say one more thing?
Možeš li mi reći samo još nešto?
One more thing.
Samo još jednu stvar.
God bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
Amen. And may you run this race.
I neka bi vi trčali ovu trku.
As you've never run it before.
Kao nikada do sada.
Now, I'll just say this one last thing.
Sad ću reći ovo na kraju.
There was an artist.
Bio je jedan umetnik
who was a phenomenal artist.
Koji je bio izvanredan umetnik.
And he was a young artist.
I bio je mlad umetnik.
And there was no one like him.
I nije bilo nikoga kao što je on.
And he had finished his painting.
I on je završio svoju sliku.
And his name was Timotheus.
A zvao se Timotej.
And he was a well-known painter.
A bio je veoma poznat slikar.
And he was creating exquisite portraits.
I on je kreirao ekskluzivne portrete.
And he thought and was so thrilled that this last one he did was the best he's ever done.
I bio je toliko uzbuđen zbog tog posljednjeg jer je mislio da je to najbolje što ikad nacrtao.
And maybe you came to camp and say, well, this is the best I could do.
A možda ste i vi došli na kamp i kažete, ovo je najbolje što mogu biti.
This is the best I've ever done.
Ovo je najbolje što sam ikad učinio.
This is the best I can do.
Ovo je najviše što ja mogu učiniti.
And his teacher.
A njegov učitelj
comes in.
Je ušao unutra.
And he says, look what I've done.
I rekao je, vidi šta sam nacrtao.
You know what his teacher did?
Znate šta je učinio njegov učitelj?
He grabbed the painting.
Uzeo je sliku.
And he slammed it on the floor.
I tresnuo pod.
Stepped on it.
Izgasio.
Tore it up.
I iscepao.
Said what?
What
did he say?
I šta je rekao?
You can do better.
Možeš ti bolje.
You might come to camp and you say, I've got my painting.
Možda ste došli na kamp i reći, evo moje slike.
It's the best I got.
Ovo je najbolje što ja mogu postići.
This is what I have.
Evo šta imam.
And maybe a preacher came.
I možda je došao propovednik.
And started to take your painting.
I počeo je da škraba tvoj crtež.
But you know what?
Ali znate šta?
You know what he did?
Znate šta je učinio?
He went back to the painting.
Vratio se nazad ka slikanju.
And he painted a better painting.
I nacrtao jednu bolju sliku.
And that painting today is the most famous painting there is.
A ta slika je danas najpoznatija koja postoji.
Had to be torn down.
A moralo je najprije biti pocepano da bi se ponovo to izgradilo.
Sometimes we have to tear some things down.
Ponekad mi u našem životu nešto moramo oboriti
to let the hand of God
da bi dopustili Božjoj ruci
paint his image
da nacrta svoj lik
upon your canvas.
Na vašem platnu.
Amen.
Amen.
May you apprehend.
Neka bi to postigli.
That which you've been apprehended.
Ono za čega ste pripravljeni da postignete.
God bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
God be with you.
I neka Bog je sa vama.
It's been a joy to be with you.
Bila je prava radost biti sa vama.
God bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.